Shlosha mine talitem. There are three categories of talit. Hachad, the first, shotzem rechelim ve'elim, one that is made from wool of sheep or rams. Uvatalit ze yase gam tzitziot shelo mitzemer niskar. On this type of talit, the tzitzit should also be made of similar such wool. V'zehu achiyuv min haTorah l'kulei alma, v'lo shumekayim mitzvot aseh min haTorah alibi l'kulei alma. This type of talit fulfills the obligation from the Torah according to all authorities. Vasheni, the second category is talit shel tzemer gefen or talit shel meshi. A talit that is made from cotton or silk. Uvze yesh plukta, diyesh omrim chayav min haTorah v'yesh omrim chayav midrabanan. There is a disagreement as if to the obligation of placing tzitzit on four-cornered garments made of these materials is from the Torah, or is it rabbinic? V'gam demanda amar chiyuv midrabanan, yuchal avarech alav k'mod divarchim ha-mitzvah drabanan. In addition, according to those that say that the obligation is rabbinic, one may bless in the talit, just as done in general mitzvot that are of a rabbinic obligation. Uvinyan yetziot, avagav deladat maranzal, udime yuchal lahaniach tzitzit shal tzemer rechelim, gam v'gadim shal shar minim. Regarding tzitziot, even though that according to the Maran, Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and those that agree with him, one may place sheep's wool tzitziot also on garments not made of wool, im koze, im atalit hu shel tzemer gefen, tov she'aneach bo tzitziot b'min shelo, shu tzemer gefen. Nevertheless, if the talit is made from cotton, it is preferable to place upon it cotton tzitziot. Yan, de ladat maharam mirotenburg, zal, udi'ime, en potrin tzitzit shel tzemer begadim shel shar minim. Since, according to the Maram mirotenburg, of blessed memory, and those that agree with him, wool tzitzit do not discharge the obligation on non-woolen garments. L'chach, l'tzet yidei chovat plukta haniskeret, yaneach hatzitziot mimin habeged atzmo. Therefore, in order to fulfill this dissenting opinion, one should place tzitziot made of the same material as the garment. Note, in Halichot Olam, Rav Yosef brings an alternative set of dissenting opinions as to if cotton requires additional care in its early preparations that need to be done with intent for the mitzvah, and as such states that it is preferable to use wool tzitziot in accordance with the opinion of the Maran, even on cotton garments. Mihu calls it dafka behecha de talit hu tzemer gefen, dazianiach hatzitziot tzemer gefen. However, all this is specifically in the case of a talit made from cotton, that in that case, one should place tzitziot of cotton. Aval im talit shel meshi, if the talit is made of silk, kashe limsot tzitziot shel meshi mitukanim lishma kilchatam aliba dekuli alma. It is difficult to find silk tzitziot that have been made with intent for the mitzvah that are in accordance with the law according to all opinions. Yan, the svirla, le gadol echad, shiuvi bi Yosef zal siman kofbet, divimeshi srik shdiye zrikato umishichato lishma. Ki azrika vaham shacha, bimeshi hi kitviya betsemer ayin sham. Since there is a gadol, a great rav, whose opinion is bought in the Birki Yosef of Harav Achida, Rav Yosef Chaim Azulai, that silk requires the spinning and drawing be done with intent for the mitzvah, since the spinning and drawing in silk is like the spinning of wool. Look further there for more details. Ulefize, kashe adavar limsot tzitziot shel meshi medukanim lesfara zo. As such, it is difficult to find tzitziot of silk that are prepared in this way. Bahavagab de trumat adeshin zal, nire de lo sfara beze, ka'oto hagadol haniskar, inkoze hanim saplukta. V'ulai, gamaran zal svirale ka'oto gadol. Even though the Truma Tadeshin of blessed memory does not seem to hold this above opinion, there is nevertheless a difference of opinions, and perhaps the Maranzal holds like this gadol. Lechach talit shel meshi in lo matzah lo tzitziot shel meshi midukanim kehalacha al pi svarat oto gadol hanizkar, az yenech bezeh talit shel meshi chutin shel tzemer rechelim. Therefore, if one cannot find silk thread prepared in the above fashion according to that gadol, then one should place wool threads on the silk talit. Nimseta talamed talicho meshi milvachum derabanan hinhu garu yoter metalit semer gefen mikuach uchtim shesrichus lotbo. It can be understood that a silk talit, in addition to it only fulfilling the rabbinic obligation of tzitzit, is an even more inferior to a cotton talit due to the type of strings that must be hung from it. Ovechol haneika od geron metalit shel semer rechelim dahatem hu libdu kuli alma. Both are inferior to the wool talit that fulfills one's obligations according to all opinions. Aval be'elu haika svarat bala itor v'abachzal desfir lehu de'en levarech ela talit semer rechelim v'hu tav tzemer. About talit shel tshar minin, ein levarech. There is another inferiority in the two, according to the opinion of the author of the Itor and the Bach, that one may not bless on a talit unless it is made of wool with wool tzitziot, but on a talit of any other material one may not bless. Ach lo kaimelan lahalacha kevateu bezeh. However, we do not conduct ourselves according to this opinion. Vahashlishi, and the third category of talit. Hu talit sheshiti shelo tzem rechelim va'erev shel min acher o lehefech. V'ze gurua biyoter de ledad maram Rotenberg zal udime en takana la talit ze metzad achutin. This is even more inferior according to the opinion of the maram Rotenberg of blessed memory and those that agree with him, in that there is no solution for such a talit from the perspective of the strings. V'rak ledad maran zal only according to the Maran of lesser memory, there is a solution by hanging strings of wool, and as such, one must do so. It is therefore incumbent upon all those that have awe of heaven to be particular with both the talit and arba kanfot, that they be of wool, and that the strings are also of wool. Ubaze nimsa mekayim mitzvat aseh min haTorah v'yotzi ideh chuvato b'tzitziyot alib l'kuli alma b'li shum pikpuk. And in doing so, fulfill the positive commandment from the Torah and fulfill the obligation of the tzitziyot according to all the opinions without doubt.